Larry, thanks for having me on. I spent over 20 years in the hedge fund world, essentially chasing deadbeat countries that didn't want to pay what they owed. And I occasionally wrote op-eds describing what it took to chase down an Argentina or a Congo or Peru to get them to pay back what they owed, which they didn't want to do. And when I retired, I thought it'd be fun to write a book about my experiences. I realized that I could accomplish a lot more if I fictionalized it. And my idea for a novel came to me. It centered around a guy that I knew from my days at Morgan Stanley, special ops guy, intelligence guy, a patriot. His name was Don, like the hero of my novel, Under Money. And Don educated me about the interplay between finance, military tactics, and foreign policy. So I started writing the novel with him in mind. My protagonist, which, you know, in the book I name Don Carter, wants to change the world. He doesn't like how the military is run, how politics are practiced. He hates the corruption that's inherent in money, politics, and policy. So I started thinking about ways that the Don character might be able to change things. First of all, of course, he needs money. He needs a lot of money. He also needs a candidate. Fortunately, he's been part of a small group of soldiers that have always worked as a team. One is an active service general, another an aspiring politician, another a young woman, Greta Webb, who is actually the other protagonist in the book, who's been recruited by the general as an undercover agent. And they fall into an opportunity to infiltrate one of the world's largest hedge funds because they figure that they need to make money to get their guy elected to political office, and they also need a front. But what they stumble upon is that this hedge fund is completely and utterly corrupt, engages in all sorts of nefarious activity, and that's the underlying plot premise.